Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Peyton Hernandez.
Kenai is creating its first full-scale Parks and Recreation Master Plan, which will guide the city's recreational development for the next 10 to 20 years. While a 2012 inventory offered some direction, this marks the department's first formal long-term strategy. Tyler Best, Kenai Parks and Recreation Director, says the plan aligns with Kenai's broader goals of improving services and reflects a growing emphasis on strategic planning.
Utilizing a master plan is a pretty common practice in parks and rec departments to better serve residents of Kenai, because a huge component of it is getting community feedback and using that information to develop a plan so we can really know what the community wants and then we can really plan it out accordingly.
He mentions that a major component is public input. Feedback from the workshop held at the Kenai Chamber of Commerce on April 29th has shown strong community interest in consolidating sports fields into a centralized sports complex, preserving the number of fields while improving access and use. The planning process is being led by contractor Corvus Design.
It's a project we're really excited about. There's so many benefits, I think, of having a master plan.
An online inventory survey, the first of several opportunities for folks to contribute to the master plan project, is open until May 21st of this year. The Parks and Rec Commission will review a draft plan before it is presented to the City Council early next year. With more news, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
A bill co-sponsored by Alaska Senator Dan Sullivan has passed the U.S. Senate Commerce Committee and aims to crack down on illegal foreign fishing fleets operating in international waters near Alaska. The Fish Act, short for Fighting Foreign Illegal Seafood Harvest, would blacklist foreign vessels involved in illegal, unreported, and unregulated fishing from U.S. ports and waters, strengthen enforcement by the U.S. Coast Guard, and push for tougher international agreements. Senator Sullivan during the Commerce Committee hearing.
For Alaska, IUU fishing is a growing threat. It certainly is a major factor on our very low commercial salmon harvests that we've had in the last few years.
Sullivan says illegal fleets from Russia and China often use forced labor, disregard sustainable harvest practices, and undercut Alaska's commercial fisheries. The bill builds on prior legislation like the Maritime Safe Act, which became law in 2019. Supporters say it protects coastal communities and levels the playing field for U.S. fishermen. A major earthquake in the Pacific Northwest could cause coastal land to sink by several feet within minutes, according to new modeling by Oregon State researchers. The study looked at the Cascadia subduction zone, which stretches from Northern California to British Columbia. If a powerful quake were to hit, parts of coastal Oregon and Washington could permanently drop 5 to 7 feet. That would bring rising sea levels further inland, causing widespread flooding, even in areas that aren't usually at risk. Scientists say it's a long known risk, but new data shows the changes would happen faster than previously thought. Nick Sorrell, KSRM News.
Family members are grieving the loss of a teenage boy who was found dead inside a vehicle in Anchorage's Fairview neighborhood over the weekend. Reports say family and friends of 17-year-old Aaron John Edwards Jr. gathered Tuesday for a vigil in his honor. The Anchorage Police Department says Edwards was discovered deceased inside a vehicle near East 13th and Carlock Streets around 5:30 Sunday morning. Police responded to the area to perform a welfare check after someone called 911 to report concern for an individual inside a parked car. An investigation into his death is still in its early stages. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Friday. This is KSRM News.